This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam, Joy 94.9.
24 minutes past 8, rising up with Adzi, Dee and Michelle for your Wednesday breakfast. That was Taylor Swift, and right now this is Conrad Brown.
Wow, what an introduction. All right, question for you all. Yep. Favourite Johnny Depp film?
Mm. Oh, I hate all those pirate ones. I'm sorry. No, I know it's unpopular, but I do. I think, have a wash and some dental hygiene. I know.
I do like the pirate ones, and I'm not gonna mention those. Yeah. But I liked him either in Chocolat or The Secret Window.
Ooh, nice ones. Okay, cool. Adam?
I'm trying to think. The name has just escaped me. The one where he plays the deranged person with Helena Bonham Carter.
Seven of those.
The one they adapted into a musical.
The Barber?
Sweeney Todd? Sweeney Todd. Okay, right. I thought he was dark and really awesome.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, that's a great movie too. I'm a big fan of Edward Scissorhands. Mm. But I think, so what we've established here is that Johnny Depp is very versatile as an actor.
Definitely.
So it's kind of fitting that his latest role, his 74th film that he's made, just kind of putting that out there, is called Black Mass. And it's a true story, which he is a big fan of. He's done a few of these in the past. He plays a character called James Whitey Bulger, who is a notorious South Boston criminal from the 70s and 80s. And what brought him, I guess, his notoriety is that he worked with the FBI, not so much as a snitch, but kind of gave them intel about other mob guys to kind of keep them off his back. And it was all based around the fact that he grew up in that area, and the feds, the FBI that he was working with, also did as well. So it was kind of like this really strange, he had this kind of past to keep on doing all the illegal stuff that he was doing while all this other really terrible stuff's going on. And I think what the film kind of really shows is that as it progresses, it's kind of crazy to think that you let one person get away with all this stuff, yet you punish all these other people for something else. So the film really talks about loyalty, a lot of this kind of brotherhood kind of mentality, and you know, in those kind of areas as well. It's got an amazing cast, Johnny Depp, obviously. He physically transformed himself into this character. So he shaved his hairline back to make it look like he was kind of going bald, dyed it this really kind of weird kind of grey whitey colour, and really kind of physically transformed himself into this kind of gangster looking guy. But the most disarming thing is he wears blue contacts through it.
Oh, that's weird. Wow.
And so kind of imagine, you know, that good looking kind of Johnny Depp, and then flip that
and that's what you get.
And that physical transformation obviously really helps you get into, like, you're watching this, you know, really intense drama. But he also is quite unnerving to look at.
So it's a typical Johnny Depp. He does a transformation. Yep. It's mental and crazy. So yeah.
And you know, Oscar season is coming up, so I'm sure there's something in that. The rest of the cast: Joel Edgerton, Aussie boy, completely unrecognizable. He's got this fantastic Boston accent, this huge kind of 70s brown hair, amazing in it. Benedict Cumberbatch has got a kind of small role in it, but pretty good. My biggest disappointment in this is Dakota Johnson, who was in 50 Shades of Grey. She plays Whitey's partner and mother of his child. She's completely, in my opinion, out of her depth. She's way too young. She doesn't really kind of look like someone's mother, and Johnny Depp is like twice her age.
Nice. And it's hard to back that film. It's hard to back up a blockbuster like.
Yeah, I don't know. She just wasn't the right choice for this. But in saying that, the film's all about Johnny Depp. He's incredible in it. But overall, it's just your kind of standard crime drama. Lots of violence. A lot of people are saying that it's glamorizing it. I'm not too sure if it really does. To be honest, doesn't make Boston look great. It's not somewhere that you would go, oh, in the 70s and 80s, I've got a race there. But overall, I liked it for Johnny Depp. I didn't love it. But if you're into those kind of movies, and you know, your dad or your brother or someone in your family is really into kind of true stories and crime drama, this is the movie to take them along to go and see.
So on your scale of love it, like it, and loathe it, you're sitting in the middle?
I liked it for Johnny, but I'm more kind of like nonplus about the rest of it. Oh. But, you know, if it was an emoji one, I'd give it a kind of a thumbs in the middle.
Thumb on the side.
But there are some great movies coming up, and the one that everyone's talking about that's coming out tomorrow is the new Friends-com, I guess you could call it, with Drew Barrymore and Toni Collette called Miss You Already.
Yes. Yep.
I think it's going to be a big hit.
Cancer drama.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of a hard genre to sell, but I think those two can do it.
But I think we've done it.
Please do. And it looks amazing. And The Martian is blowing up, obviously. Big things, doing big things. So everyone should go and check that out.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9. Rise it up. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.